Ecumenism, or relations between the different Christian denominations, is at the top of Pope Benedict's agenda over the next 2 weeks. On Tuesday, the Archbishop of Canterbury and head of the Worldwide Anglican Communion arrives in Rome for talks with the Pope and top Vatican officials. Then the following week, Pope Benedict takes off for Turkey on a four-day visit aimed principally at strengthening ties with the Orthodox world through a meeting with the Ecumenical Patriarch in Istanbul, Bartholomew I. These and other ecumenical issues were also the focus of a meeting last week of the Vatican's Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity. On Friday, the Pope addressed council members, reaffirming his own personal commitment to the search for full and visible unity of the Church, as spelt out 40 years ago in the Second Vatican Council document, Unitatis Redintegratio.
Il Concilio Vaticano II considerò come uno dei suoi principali intenti il ristabilimento della piena unità fra tutti i cristiani. E questo anche il mio intento.
While underlining the enormous progress in ecumenical relations that has taken place over the past four decades, Pope Benedict also spoke of the new difficulties that have arisen recently, especially over ethical issues. He called for a more in-depth reflection on Christian anthropology, as well as on the concrete application of biblical interpretation.
C'è bisogno proprio da questo punto di vista di un approfondito dialogo sull'antropologia cristiana.
Those difficulties over ethical issues, in particular attitudes towards homosexuality, which are threatening to fracture the Anglican Communion, are likely to be on the agenda as the Pope meets with the Archbishop of Canterbury this Thursday. I asked the head of the Vatican's Council for Christian Unity, Cardinal Walter Kasper, what he hopes may come out of this important meeting.
Well, my hope is that we can continue with the dialogue because the Anglican Communion is not only England, it's not only the United States, it's everywhere. Where the English Empire was all about, it's in all the world, more or less. And therefore, it's very important for us. And many Anglican provinces are still very close to us in Africa, Asia, and in Oceania. Surely we have to speak about the new problems, and these are also ethical problems. We belong to our faith, and I think we have to talk about these problems. We had already a common document about moral problems, and perhaps we can re-elaborate this document. This is one point, but we have not made any decision up to now. We can make this decision only together. Probably we will establish first a small commission which reflects the problems, which reflects the possibilities and the new quality of the dialogue, and then only we can come to a final decision.
Pope Benedict is talking about his commitment to this goal of full visible unity, and yet you yourself said earlier this year to the House of Bishops that if the Church of England ordains women to the episcopate, this goal of full union looks almost impossible.
Yeah, of course, because we cannot have a full communion with a church or ecclesial community which has women bishops. That's not possible for the Catholic Church. It's not possible also for the Orthodox churches, and it's not possible for all churches of the first millennium. And we are very sad about this, because with the Anglican Communion we share not only 1,000 years, not only the first millennium, 1,500 years we share with them, and we hope that they can keep this common line with Rome and the Anglican Church, or the Christianity in the UK, the United Kingdom, was also founded from Rome on, and so we hope we can strengthen again this common tradition and common heritage.
Some people are talking about the possibility of an Archic Three. What is your view on that?
Yeah, well, probably we come to an Archic Three. We are both decided more or less to do it. But the question is only what will be the concrete phase, the concrete structure, the concrete theme of Archic Three, and who will then belong to the Anglican community. This nobody can tell us at this moment.
Cardinal Walter Kasper, head of the Vatican's Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity.